Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ko te kaupapa o te kōrerorero I tēnei rā ko I te ata. Today's kōrerorero is a conversation between two people in the morning. He kawhi māu e hoa.
Ai. He kawhi pango māku.
He miraka, he huka.
Karekau, he kawhi pango noiho. I pai te moe?
Ai, I tino au taku moe, me tāu.
I moe hurihuri au. Kia kaha te kawhi.
Anei.
Kia ora e tai. He nui o mahi I tēnei rā?
Ai, e toru aku hui. I tēnei ata. Kāti, me hāre au I nāia nei.
Kia pai te rā.
Ai, hei konei.
Nau mai hoki mai ki te I pāho o Everyday Māori. Ko Āpera Woodwhainahau.
Ko Hemi Kaliahau. And you just heard today's kōrerorero, a conversation between two people I te ata in the morning time. Let's break it down bit by bit. I started the conversation by asking Āpera a question. Ko taku pātai ki aia he kawhi māu e hoa.
This is a
question I want to hear every morning.
Every morning. Ho mai te kawhi.
Ho mai te kawhi. Ho mai te waiora. And let's just look at the kupu, the structure. He māu. I think we've got a space there in the middle to replace with other things.
Aye. What else could we replace that with, e hoa?
It depends what you're asking. We're talking here about kai. Kai and inu, so food and drink. And we're offering someone something or we're asking if they want something. So here I've asked you, he kawhi māu, do you want a coffee? Or a coffee for you, literally. E hoa, mate. If you were to ask me if I want a tea, what would you say?
He tea māu.
Ka pai, ka pai. And if I was going to offer you some kai, I would say he kai māu. He kai māu, just leaving it open there with kai in general. Do you want something to eat? Do you want anything to eat?
Ka pai, kia ora. Ko taku whakautu, my response was, ai, he kawhi pango māku. He kawhi pango. He aha tēnei mea te kawhi pango.
A black coffee?
Black coffee, yeah.
A strong black coffee. He kawhi pango māku. Ka pai, so māu for you. Would you like? And you've replaced that with
māku.
For me, I would like. Ka pai. Ko taku pātai, tuarua. My second question. He miraka, he huka.
He milk, he sugar.
He milk, he sugar. Some milk, some sugar.
Is this a question that we could put a rāne onto the end?
Aye, we could. Rāne meaning or. So, if I wanted to say milk or sugar, he miraka, he huka rāne. Aye, or he miraka rāne, he huka rāne. Aye, ka pai. And then we really, putting it out there as a question, I've kind of left this very, what's the word?
Casual.
Casual, conversational. Tō whakahoki, your response?
Karekau. Karekau meaning?
Nara.
Nara.
Zilch?
Zilch.
Nothing.
Karekau.
None of the above.
Neither of those options, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He kawhi pango noiho.
He kawhi pango noiho. I like the sound of that. Rolls off the tongue. He kawhi pango noiho.
Noiho.
So you're just wanting a black coffee. Nothing else. No sugar, no milk. Karekau.
And that's what noiho is doing here. It's saying only that.
Only that. He kawhi pango noiho. So just a black coffee. Only a black coffee.
Mm.
Hear how apira rolled noiho together. So we see it written as two words, but we want to pronounce it as one word.
Mm.
Noiho.
I continued then with ipai te moe.
Mm-hmm. And this is a little thing we just want to try to be conscious of and not to let the intonation in an English question kind of influence the way we ask a question too much in Māori, but it is a natural thing. It's a natural thing, and I'm guilty of it as well, because language transfer is real, and the English language is so dominant. The instruction of my kaiako was to drop at the end of a question. Mm. So you rise at the start or the middle and then drop. So, ipai te moe.
Ah, ka pai.
Might be a more natural way of asking it. Mm. In te reo, if we listen to our native speakers or kaumātua.
Mm-mm-mm.
Instead of ipai te moe,
aye,
following the English pattern of rising at the end, let's try it. I'm going to try it. I'm trying it as well. Ipai te moe. See? Ipai te moe.
Ipai te moe.
Ipai te moe.
Mm-mm.
Ipai te moe.
And now that you say it like that, he pai ake ki te taringa.
Kia kaha tātou, ne? Let's all try and remind ourselves and practice that.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Did you sleep well?
Aye, did you sleep well? Now, these are questions, conversations we have I te ata in the morning. So, asking someone if they want a coffee, what they want in it, how'd you sleep?
Mm.
Did you sleep well? Ipai te moe. We could also say, you could also say, was your sleep good? Like, ipai tō moe. So either.
Mm.
Taku whakahoki, my response, ai. I tino au taku moe.
Mm. Kia ha tēnei kupu, au.
Au, in relation to sleep, means sound.
Mm.
So, I tino au taku moe, my sleep was really sound. Mm. So I had a really good sleep. I tino au taku moe. I tino pai taku moe. I tino au taku moe. E rua e rua.
Mm.
I take the shortcut again to ask you the same question. Me tāu. Me tāu.
Mm.
now I'm just overthinking the rise at the end of a question. So me tāu, just to note here, it kind of follows on from a shortcut we took last week in the conversation. He aha tāu. It's like the kaupapa of the sentence has been left out because it's implied. It's known in the context.
Mm.
So the word that I've left out is moi. Me right. Tāu moi.
Mm.
Like, and your sleep. Me tāu moi.
Mm.
So the short way to ask and yours, but talking about the kaupapa, which is moi.
Mm.
Me tāu.
Ko taku whakahuki, my response. I moi huri huri au. I moi huri huri au.
Mm, hao tēnei kupu te huri huri.
Ah, te tossing and turning.
Mm. Moi huri huri. That was me napo. That was me last night. That moi that's just not au. It's not sound. It's just not awake here, toss here. Moi huri huri.
Kia ora.
Ka ki mai koe.
I ki atu au. Kia kaha te kawhi.
Kia kaha te kawhi.
I've got a command here to hear me. Make my coffee strong, please. Mm-hmm.
Kia kaha te kawhi. Ane, here you go. Mm. Giving someone something. Ane te kawhi.
He tino whaitake tērā kupu, ne? Mm. Ane. It's just a nice word that you can use in your everyday language all the time. Let's just go ahead and replace our here you go,
mm-hmm,
with ane.
Ane.
Mai whakahoki, kia ora e tai. Just a nice way to acknowledge someone for the favor. Kia ora e tai.
Kia ora e tai.
What's this e tai?
E tai, he orite ki te hoa. E hoa. Mm. E mara.
No fia tēnei kupu.
E tai, karangona whānuitia i roto Waikato Tainui. It's heard a lot in Waikato Tainui.
Mm.
So we've got a few variations for e hoa around the country. So kia ora e hoa, common way to acknowledge someone, thank someone, greet someone. Mm. Kia ora e tai, you'd hear more in Waikato Tainui. On the coast, east coast, you might hear
e mara.
E mara's up north.
Oh.
Kia ora e mara. Kia ora e mara, you're going to hear in Northland. Kia ora e hika.
E hika.
On the east coast. All right, te tai rā whiti. And there is more, right? There's more. There's other ways of acknowledging a friend or someone close to you.
Kia ora. There's a few for now, though.
That's enough for now. Kanui tera.
So, kia ora e tai, he nui o mahi I tēnei rā.
He nui o mahi I tēnei rā.
So where's the up in this sentence going to sit, e hoa?
He nui o mahi I tēnei rā.
He nui o mahi I tēnei rā. Right in the middle.
Aye. So have I got a lot of work on today? I tēnei rā on this day. He nui o mahi. Ko taku whakahoki, my response, ae, e toru aku hui I tēnei ata.
Mm.
E toru aku hui I tēnei ata. Hea tō whakapākeha, what's your translation?
Yes, I've got three hui this morning.
This morning, I tēnei ata.
Mm.
Ka haere tonu te kōrero, I carry on. Ka ati, me haere au I nāianei.
Mm. I hear this kāti a lot as kind of a way to sort of continue the conversation. What's your whakapākehatanga?
Kāti for me is like changing the subject.
Ah.
Anyway, well then. So often used when changing the subject or kind of coming to the end of a topic of conversation. And that's what it's doing here. I think it's doing both. Changing the subject and we're coming to the end of the conversation. Like, well then, kāti.
Mm.
Me haere au I nāianei. Mm-hmm. I've got to go now. Me haere au I nāianei.
He pātai tāku. Could I, in this context, could I swap the kāti for he oi that we looked at last week?
Ai. He oi anō. Yeah, it's doing the same thing, right, in that space. I think the he oi anō can be used anywhere in a conversation to change the subject. The kāti is often heard at the end of a conversation.
Okay.
So it's changing the subject but also concluding or coming to the end of a topic. Aye.
Mm. Kia ora. Cool. So my whakahoki to hear me was kia pai te rā.
Kia pai te rā.
It's a nice thing to tell someone, right? Kia pai te rā.
Kia pai te rā. Kia pai te wiki. Aye. Kia pai te tau.
Kia pai te tau.
We're coming up to the new year. Aye, we are in the new year. Kia pai te tau.
Mm.
Have a good year. Just a little note here. Kia pai te rā. Sometimes I hear kia pai tō rā.
Mm.
Like your day. But we don't need to add that tō in te reo. It's okay. Just te rā. Have a good day. Kia pai te rā.
Cool. Kia ora. Sometimes I say that, so it's good to know.
My response, hei whakatepe, to conclude our kōrero rero. Ai, hei konei. Yep. See you later.
Ai, hei konei. Konei. Implying that we'll meet again in the same location?
Yeah, aye. I think we're flatmates in this little dialogue.
Mm.
Aye.
Hei konei. So if that, for example, was hei konā, what would that imply?
For me, if it was hei konā, it could just be a general goodbye and we're not really thinking too much maybe about where we're going to see each other again. It might be here, there. But if we do look at a definite distinction between hei konei and hei konā, they can be looking at location. So I'll see you here or I'll see you there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's good to keep in mind also that they are used interchangeably a lot.
Mm.
Right. But if we definitely know we're going to be here, hei konei, and if we definitely know we're going to see each other there, wherever that is, hei konā.
Mm.
No mai ki te reo Māori. Right. Where there's always exceptions.
Ka pai. So now that we've broken down our kōrero, let's have a listen through one more time.
He kawhi māu e hoa.
Ai, he kawhi pango māku.
He miraka, he huka.
Karekau, he kawhi pango noi ho. I pai te moe?
Ai, I tino au taku moe, me tāu.
I moe huri huri au, kia kaha te kawhi.
Anei.
Kia ore e tai, he nui o mahi I tēnei rā?
Ai, e toru aku hui I tēnei ata. Kāti, me haere au I nāianei.
Kia pai te rā.
Ai, hei konei. kapai, hei whakatepe. To conclude, to finish up today's episode, we're just going to ask each other a few pātai, a few questions. And again, we encourage you to follow along and answer the questions. He pātai tāku. I've got a question, e hoa. How would you offer someone some food if they're coming into your whare?
If it's some food I'm offering them, he kai māu.
He kai māu. Ka pai.
Again, I've gone up at the end of the sentence.
Me too.
He kai māu.
He kai māu. Ai.
Oh, that's we'll turning just, into the kaupapa o te rā, isn't
we'll
it?
Just keep trying. Keep trying.
Keep trying.
And if you want to offer them a drink?
He inu māu.
Ka pai. So he kai māu, he inu māu. Gonna throw this one. What if it's water, a drink of water? Natural water, fresh water.
He wai māu?
He wai mōu.
Mōu. Ai. Kia ora.
That's the odd one out with those offerings of like food and drink. Mm. If it's water, it's in the or category. So he wai mōu. He wai Māori mōu.
He wai Māori mōu. He wai mōu. Good to know the exceptions.
Koia, koia.
So I've got a pātai, hear me. My answer for how I wanted my coffee was he kawhi pango. He kawhi pango noiho. What if you want a flat white? Well, what are some other types of coffee that we could respond to this with? Because we don't all like black coffee.
By the way, we don't rehearse these questions. We're just off the cuff here. And you've got me. You've got me stuck. Because coffee to me is kawhi I te reo Māori. But I have seen Maki Tānara, McDonald's, and other whare kawhi cafes during Te Wiki o Te Reo mostly have their signage and in Te Reo Māori. I'm not fully aware of all the different types of coffee in Te Reo Māori. So that's something I need to learn. Mm. All right. But when I have seen them from memory, I think most of them from my memory were transliterations.
Mm-hmm.
So he rā te.
Right.
But that's something I need to learn. Mea koe au. Right. But you know what? I don't drink any other coffee but black coffee.
So it doesn't matter.
E hoa mā, if you know all the different types of coffee I te reo Māori, whakamohiotia mai. Let us know. Anei tētahi pātai ki a koe hoa. Okay, so I said he miraka he huka, like milk or sugar, or like you said, putting in the rānei, he miraka rānei, he huka rānei, milk or sugar. Now, if you said ai he huka, yes, I'll have sugar. What's the way to ask how many?
Ai he huka kia rua.
Kia rua. So you're telling me I'll take two. Kia rua. Yeah, ka pai. Yeah, kia was the word I was looking for. Kia rua. And if I'm going to ask that question, kia hia.
Kia hia.
Kia hia.
As in, how many would you like?
How many would you like? Ka pai.
Kia ora.
Pātai tāku. So, I slept really well. I tino autaku moi. You tossed and turned. I moi huri huri au. What if you wanted to straight out say, I didn't sleep very well? Starting with kaore.
Could you say kaore aku moi? Or kaore?
So, you want to have the good in there. It wasn't good.
Kaore I pai taku moi?
Kaore pai taku moi. Koia. Yeah, kaore pai taku moi. Yeah, that's another way to, or the way to say I didn't have a good sleep. Kaore pai taku moi.
Could you say kare kau au I moi?
I didn't sleep at all. Kare kau au I moi. Kaore au I moi. Kare anō au kia moi. I haven't slept yet. Right. Well, those days are over. Ka pai. Ka nui pea tērā mō tēnei wā.
Thank you very much for listening in. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
And just a little reminder, you can find the kupu to the dialogue in the show notes. Also each week, a post will go up on the Everyday Māori socials, Instagram and Facebook, about the episode of the week. Kia ora.
He kona. Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.